This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
If you're wondering what $10 billion gets you, the Lakers. Reports are sold yesterday. Jeannie Buss cashing out, selling the Lakers to the owners of the LA Dodgers. Pearl, good morning. And I think the immediate question is, do we actually see any meaningful changes while LeBron James and Luka Doncic are still teammates? Oof.
I mean, you might not have much time. Yeah. LeBron ain't young, Maggie. I know he's your guy, yeah. But you better do something quickly. And I just don't know if they have the flexibility, no matter how much money they have.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. You know, they're talking about the type of upgrades that the owners of the Dodgers, Mark Walter is the guy who's going to be the name you keep hearing over and over again. What can they do? Because the Lakers spend on salary. They do. They spend on Kobe. They spend on LeBron. They spend on Anthony Davis. No one can ever accuse them of cutting corners when it comes to stars. But when it comes to coaches, when it comes to analytics, when it comes to scouting, some of the other things that don't count against your cap, that's where the Lakers maybe weren't as robust spenders as other NBA franchises. Can you get more of that type of talent in the building in a short enough time where you could actually see an impact and upgrade on the roster? Because there are going to be questions about, do you trade Austin Reeves? Are you trading Hachimura? What's going to be the return you're getting? You do want to upgrade the roster in some ways. So who's making those decisions?
Yeah, I mean, again, though, there's not that many moves you can make. You have to hope for a kind of a miracle. To me, I think you need a lot of help for the Lakers to get over the top in the West. I don't think you need a journeyman center. I think you need another star, because LeBron, his minutes are just going to go down. Luka, when Luka is the primary guy, you're just basically recreating the Mavericks. I know they made the finals, but were they even close to a title? Not that close. Here's the thing. There's a lot of, like, look at the NBA champions. Do any of them have rich owners? I know the Nuggets, I just looked it up, are owned by Kroenke Sports, but they famously decided we have no interest in paying the luxury tax and got rid of all their players. So I don't think money buys you anything in the NBA, does it?
Well, that's a great point. I mean, that's Walmart, right? Is the Kroenke money behind
them? Right, but they didn't
want
to even spend on that team. They refused to go to whatever the last apron was and lost all their bench.
Yeah, listen, I think the NBA is weird. Like, I wouldn't just assume that just because you're a great baseball owner, that means you're a great basketball owner. Because to your point, it's very different. You get into that first apron, second apron in basketball, you now can't make certain trades. You're restricted in all these other types of places. You're the Dodgers. You sign Tyler Glass now, and he is injured all the time. Well, just sign somebody else. You know, it's not, you're not going to get
defer the money.
You can't get handcuffed by it. You're not going to, it's not going to tank you. It's not going to be like, oh, how do we unload this guy? It's nothing like that. You can just spend and spend.
But the Mets have had that problem in the past. The Yankees have had that problem in the past.
But again, it's only just, do you want to spend money to get yourself out of a jam? It's not like you can't make a trade because you've hit the certain, the Cohen tax or whatever they call it after the owner of the Mets. Like they do in basketball. This is a new world in basketball where you got to be a lot more savvy. But here's the deal. I think that having these more robust analytics departments and things like that maybe helps identify the better talent while also keeping yourself, you know, flexible.
Yeah, I have trouble buying that. I mean, I just don't think there are enough moves you can make in basketball to outthink the rest of the league. Again, maybe I'm old school, but hey, you know what the most important ball in basketball is that ping pong ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dallas, what were the analytics that got them getting Cooper flagged?
2%, right?
Yeah.
2% chance.
Yeah, that's not an analytic. What are the analytics that got Victor Wembanyama to San Antonio? Maybe there was some shenanigans going on, but generally, I just don't see. There are only five guys. Are you really going to be able to do all these moves? I doubt it.
Well, then you're kind of talking about, we're talking about the Los Angeles Lakers were sold yesterday, or the report came out they're being sold to one of their minority owners, Mark Walter, for $10 billion. By the way, that's not the stadium. Like, that's not the arena either. But what you're really talking about, Pearl, is this crossroads that kind of seems like the NBA is at right now, which was the super teams and putting superstars together, is that the way to win the title versus the team building? And if you look at the two teams in the finals tonight, game six, OKC, Indiana, you would say, well, this is more about team building. It's not about just putting stars together. But here's the Lakers where Luka Doncic falls out of the sky and you still have LeBron James being effective. So is it worth it to do the superstar thing for them? Because you don't have time. If you're trying to maximize the end of LeBron's career, you don't have time to build this thing from scratch.
Isn't the issue you can't get three real superstars anymore because of the financial structure? Which, hey, if I'm the NBA, I'm pulling back and saying, we need some dynasties here fast. That might be a problem. And if OKC is your dynasty, it's not the most entertaining form of basketball. They honestly, maybe they should pull back the financial structure and stop. They will not do this, but stop making it so hard to build a super team. Adam Silver was on there bragging about how, hey, we evened out the playing field. Don't you love it? And obviously the fans do not. There's nothing like the casual fan wants to see a dynasty, I think.
Right. Well, you might get it with OKC because they're going to sign Shea, they're going to sign Jalen Williams, and they're going to sign Chet Holmgren. So this is going to be, you know, the three stars making a lot of money.
I don't know.
They're just young stars.
I just don't feel like they quite feel like a young dynasty. Are you getting that vibe? I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if there was another champion next year. I would have said last year when Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown won the title, I'm like, oh, they're going to repeat. No one's going to beat this team. And something always seems to happen.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And just an offshoot of this Lakers conversation with them being sold for $10 billion. So Lakers, obviously, in a rare tier. Lakers, Cowboys, New York Yankees, the North American sports franchises that we think would get this type of money. I think the Yankees are the next to sell. And I'm not just grouping them with that three. I think they're the next, like, family-owned. Now, maybe it's, you know, Gail Benson and the New Orleans Saints, which we had a caller from New Orleans say that earlier. She's looking to sell before she, you know, passes away. She's, what, 78, was it, Manny? So she's, you know, it's not going anywhere. But I understand getting your finances in order. I think the Yankees are the next ones. That's going to be a ripple like this, like where it's front page news when a team gets sold.
Yeah, I said that expectation. I don't know. Why would you sell the Yankees? I don't quite understand. I don't really understand why Jeannie Buss sold the Lakers either. Like, what's she going to do with the money?
Whatever she
does,
wants.
She have tons
it's $10
of money?
Billion. Dollars.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't understand sometimes when old people are really into making more money because you said you're going to die with $6 million, $1 billion in the bank. What fun is that? I'd rather own the Lakers.
Well, what if she wants to retire? You know, like, that's the thing. Might not want to work anymore.
Well, isn't it a thing in sports? Can't you just sell 30% of the team to some hedge fund?
And they already did that.
Yeah, so what do they did that? Where does that money go?
Well, that's why I wonder, does she know something? Or maybe her, Mark Cuban, Wick Grosbeck, who owns the Celtics, all three of them now have sold in the last 18 months. Do they feel like, hey, no one's going to drop a $10 billion offer onto my lap? If I don't strike now, I might be regretting it. I don't know.
What's the difference? She's already got hundreds of millions in the bank. To me, if I was Jeannie Buss, and maybe there's other reasons, I would just hold on to the team and You are leaving money in the bank. I want to spend it all. I want the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay, well, we'll start working on that for you. Do you remember, this is a couple weeks ago, a story came out about Jeannie Buss and Jay Moore, right? Famous Jay Moore.
Yep.
Did sports talk radio, stand-up, movie star, the whole
deal. SNL.
SNL. Jay's hilarious. So they're married. And do you remember Jay, I think, was the one who told the story on a podcast about how he and Jeannie sleep on different floors of the building that they live in?
Yep.
Right. And so she sleeps on the top floor. She sort of lives on the top floor, and he lives on the floor. And then there's someone who lives in the middle. Did you remember that detail of the story?
Yeah.
If you have billions of dollars, why do you have a roommate? Like, well, who's the person in the middle who's living? Who's the cream filling in this Oreo cookie? Like, why do you need a middle person who's presumably, like, paying rent?
I don't know.
Like, you're like, what could they
hard
do
times,
with
hard 10, times, y'all.
$10 billion? You're like, buy out the middle floor. I was going to say, buy out the middle floor. Kick out your tenant. Anyway, I
have
thought
no
about
idea.
That.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a weird detail of that story? Who's in the middle?
I don't know.
LeBron.
I was going to say Gabe Vincent. Like, who are they running this out to?
Bronny James.
Let's go to Andy, who's in Michigan, wants to talk about the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff today, the four sports gods of Cincinnati. And we'll just recap for you. I had Johnny Bench, Barry Larkin, our very own Boomer Esiason down the hall, and Anthony Munoz. Go ahead, Pearl.
I also went with Munoz and Johnny Bench. I added Pete Rose and Oscar Robertson.
Andy, what did we get wrong?
Okay, so I think the first three of Perloff's were spot on. Rose, Bench, and Munoz. I mean, you those are without question. Now, Maggie, Barry Larkin, weren't you just talking about the Hall of Pretty Good? Barry Larkin was pretty good.
He's from Cincinnati, though. Went to high school there all 19 years, won an MVP there, won a World Series there. Andy, are you not entertained?
And that's great and all, but he was just pretty good. I mean, if you're going to go with pretty good, why don't you go like Eric Davis?
Yeah, see, Eric Davis, but I mean, he was spectacular. I think he, when he was at his peak with that low batting stance, oh, huge fan.
Yeah, I mean, like he had what? He passed Willie Mays and somebody else for the 2020, the stolen bases and the 20 stolen bases, 20 home runs. I mean, if you're going to go pretty good, I would go Eric Davis over Barry Larkin in a heartbeat.
Okay, well, but never won an MVP, let alone for his hometown team. We're talking about sports gods of their cities. So did Barry. They're on the same team.
I know. I'm just saying.
Like, Andy?
I'm just saying, the one that was pretty good. Eric Davis is better.
The one that killed me was, look at Joe Morgan's stats. You're like, oh, my God. Because no second baseman on earth could hit. And Joe Morgan was raking, gave the Reds a huge advantage.
True. Now, one more thing I wanted to say before I cut me off. Perloff, you said something in one of the opening hours about anybody can play first base. That is such bull crap.
Yeah, thank you, Andy.
You put people in the outfield if they don't know how to play.
Oh, like when you have
you
to
know what?
You have to wait for the pitcher.
Of the time, if you have 90% of the time, if you have a decent pitcher, all the stuff is going on in the infield. Yeah. So, and guess what? That third base throw, he's going to bobble it, and then he's going to throw it way over your head. And guess what? Everything is going to be your fault. If you don't catch that ball, everything is your fault. Trust me, I played first base. It sucks.
You wouldn't imagine the pressure, Perloff.
If you don't backhand that right, if you don't cover first right, first base is not the easiest position in the entire baseball diamond.
Tell him, Andy. Thank you. And this goes back to our Rafael Devers conversation. Appreciate the phone call about how Devers should adjust. Been like, sure, I'll play wherever you want. Yeah. He's getting a lot of criticism. Well, moving from third to first is not that easy.
Well, right. But obviously, in the history of baseball, the old guy goes to first base. That's what happens. Because when a pitcher has to, you have to keep the pitcher out there. They move him to center field and then bring him back to the mound. So he is right. The outfield is a bit irrelevant, too. But you can't say, I mean, how many guys have got old and moved to first base? That's a thing that's been around forever. So, because you don't have to throw, for one. You don't have to have any kind of arm at all.
Yeah, but also now with the DH in the National League, you don't have to make that kind of calculus anymore.
Except it's like a second DH in a way.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So the Mount Olympus of Cincinnati on the table for you, the four sports gods of Cincy. We also have the Lakers being sold. Coming up next, we'll talk about Lamar Jackson. What did he have to say about this upcoming season? And somebody's looking for more money. Get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Cincinnati Mount Olympus. I'm killing it with this one.
Yeah, you are, buddy.
Johnny Bench, Pete Rose, Anthony Munoz, Oscar Robertson. Top that, Maggie.
I tried with Johnny Bench and Anthony Munoz, but I also put Barry Larkin and Boomer Esiason on my Mount Olympus.
And what does that yield you guys? A 77.3 advantage for Perloff over Maggie's 22.7.
Yeah. Wait, did we get poll results from yesterday, by the way? Who won Seattle?
Don't ask me.
Oh, no.
Well, see. No, I lost Seattle.
Did you?
Because I put one that I made a mistake on.
What was that?
You won. Pull up Seattle. Oh, because you put Marshawn. I put Russell Wilson. Nobody likes Russell Wilson, so they all voted for your.
Yeah, no, I won yesterday. 59% to 41%.
Yeah. That was purely because people like Marshawn more than they like Russell Wilson.
I mean, come on. You get a guy talking about quesadillas.
No, that was a popularity contest. I understand. I was going from a pure sports angle.
Well, listen, when the producer drops a bunch of Brooklyn Nine-Nine clips of Marshawn Lynch's guest appearance, it probably swayed the voters.
It may have. Let's get to Bogish, who's got headlines for us. What's up?
Guys, the Oklahoma City Thunder definitely came from Seattle, but neither the Elias Sports Bureau nor the Library of Congress have decided if the Thunder are actually ending the franchise's 46-year title drought. Hopefully, we'll know by the end of Game 6 in Indy tonight. Yesterday, Thunder head coach Mark Daigneault said, "C'est la vie."
We want to win the game tomorrow, but the most important thing we need to do to win the game tomorrow is prepare today and prepare tomorrow and then play the first possession really well, and then the next possession, and then the next possession, and that's how we try to approach a game.
Helping their cause in some fashion is Tyrese Haliburton, right calf strain. The Pacers guard doing all possible to be on the floor tonight.
There's been many situations through the course of my career where they've trusted me on my body, and I'm questionable from time to time throughout the course of the season, and they trust me to make the right decision on my body when the power is in my hands, and you know, I'm going to try my best to do that. But I mean, you understand, I want to be out there, and you know, that's the plan.
That's 18 seconds in one voice. Listen, that might be a record.
Listen, it was one voice, but let me tell you something.
Hi, I'm Tyrese Haliburton, and I did not drop my voice a bunch of octanes because I know octanes. I have two different voices.
Some high octanes there.
It's not a gasoline.
Whatever, bro. You understood me.
Can I say one thing, by the way? The Pacers have the weirdest group of last names of any team ever. Like, I've never heard Nembhard, Haliburton, Furphy. Like, who?
Furphy doesn't play enough to be in this conversation.
But have you ever heard of another Haliburton besides the company?
McConnell?
McConnell. Well, McConnell's common. Yeah. Mathurin. Do you know any other Mathurins?
Apparently today is his birthday. Huh, that stinks. 23rd birthday and you're going to get eliminated in the NBA Finals? That's unfortunate.
When you think of the Furphies.
No, every time he comes on, I can't get past the name.
Like, I don't think of someone who looks like him. Yeah. It's like his hair's kind of fluffy, it's kind of Furphy. I don't know.
He looks like a modern-day Steve Alford.
Yeah.
Got the feather going.
It seems like something that would be like a sitcom in like the 90s or something. The Furphies, they're like a bunch of mole people that live amongst regular people. I don't know.
There is also one like syllable away from the word for people that love like...
Furbies?
Yeah,
that's
costumes.
What I'm thinking of. Oh, no, those are furries.
Furries? Okay.
Yeah. There was something that was going... Actually, this ties in with basketball. Wasn't there a furry convention that was happening when a basketball team was in town to play? This series
in your fantasy.
Yes, you think that's my fantasy.
Well, I mean, mascots usually have big feet, so that is your target audience.
That's my brethren. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, that would be my target audience.
I do have a vague recollection of a similar thing.
NBA players have big feet too. I got a theme
because they're 6'11.
Yeah,
Maggie, I'm only 5'7
and a lady.
Well, that's debatable. I have these new shoes that I got as a birthday gift. Like
size 15.
Jet skis.
Actually, I'm like Shador Sanders. I get pulled over going 100 miles an hour on these bad boys.
Just yacht wars on your feet right there.
Yes, I can fit a family of five just in these boat shoes. They make my feet look really big. But
already?
Well, bigger. Mm. I'm still wearing them. I still like them, but...
Even though you look like Ronald McDonald?
You just hear me coming like down the hall.
I can hear you from Jersey.
Clackety clack.
It gets dark too because you're blocking out the sun as you pick up the feet.
Uh-huh. Is that an eclipse? No, it's just Maggie Gray walking by.
Different Will Smith. Same Wild Wild West.
Now the 0-2 pitch.
Nicely done.
Smith pushes a fly ball right center field. Tatis on the run. At the warning track. At the wall. It is gone! It's gone! And this game is
That's Steven Nelson on Dodgers Radio.
Like
Will Smith, a game-ending pinch hit solo homer. Dodgers 4, Padres 3. LA goes for a four-game sweep today, and they confirmed post-game Shohei Ohtani starts again on Sunday. The Guardians, a 4-2 win last night in San Francisco. That was Justin Verlander's first start in a month, back from a right pec strain. He went 4 2/3, allowed 4 runs on 7 hits, a walk, and 6 Ks. The Braves sent the Mets to their 5th straight loss, 5-0. Chris Sale, 8 2/3, 7 Ks in that one. Houston roughed up the A's, 11-4. The Royals, a 6-3 win in Texas. And the Rays outscored the Orioles 12-8 after spotting them the first 8 runs of that game, all in the top of the second. This is the largest comeback in the majors this season.
How do you give up 12 unanswered?
I don't know. Bad pitches.
That's awful. They stink. The Orioles stink. The AL East is awful.
I disagree based on seeing the Rays this past weekend.
Well.
And the Blue Jays are hot.
And the Red Sox are hot.
No, the division still stinks.
Yankees stink.
The Yankees are awful.
Checks notes. They lost again last night.
They did, yes.
Well, maybe they'll sell the team now. Now that the Lakers got $10 billion, maybe now Hal Steinbrenner will be like, you know what? Could be time to cash out.
And that would be Maggie Gray's best take of 2025.
Is Trout Buster still alive?
Mm-hmm. Sure. You need the Yankees to win the World Series for that one.
That's true. So weirdly, maybe you sell, you win a title and then sell?
The, what was it, 09 is the drought?
2009, yeah. Yes.
But if you talk to Yankee fans, it's 1909.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That is correct. I am starving.
Well, you made it to the World Series last year. You just embarrassed yourself.
Yeah, and that's, thanks for the reminder, Max.
Wait, and how old are you again?
I just turned 28 years old.
So you don't even know, I'm like, not, the late 90s Yankees.
I wasn't around for 98, 99, 2000. I was around for 03. I was around for 09. I was around for the 2004 collapse. I don't know what it's like to be a Yankee fan that wins.
Right, so your Yankee life is actually more pain than not.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no sympathy still for you, but that is...
I don't have sympathy for myself either.
Man, didn't watch the 1998 Yankees is something I just can't get my head around. But anyways, go ahead.
I was defecating all over myself at that age, so... Kind of like the Yankees last
And you're going to like do now. It this weekend, so what's the difference?
Yeah, I am, buddy.
I know. Manny's on his way to the Finger Lakes of upstate New York for the weekend.
Right, well, just give out the address as well. You don't tell everybody on the air when you're going to Mexico. You don't tell your AP, but you go ahead and just tell the entire world.
I didn't say which lake.
How many Finger Lakes are there?
It's like 100.
Yeah, so you've, come on.
You're good.
And who's going to come find you?
Bob in Ithaca.
Maybe it'd be Janice in Ithaca, and then you'd be happy.
Oh, yeah, Janice in Ithaca. What are Janice and Ithaca and I going to have in common?
If I may,
you guys, Manny, watch Hobart yesterday?
I really want you to find a female companion.
I'm not going to find...
Not named Janice from Ithaca.
Come on.
I'm going to paint with a broad brush. Don't go down
this?
That road.
We're trying to find Manny a girlfriend. You're in the Finger Lakes this weekend. Why not go to a winery? Chicks love that.
Because my college friends don't drink wine. We're going to drink beer and whiskey.
Well, I'm not saying you have to hang out there, but you could do an hour.
Listen, I'm not calling myself a sommelier, but I will go ahead and indulge in some red vino, some white vino. I'm partial to the vino. My friends are not. That's the issue.
It's a bunch of college dude friends from...
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you guys decide, hey, let's go to a winery, just drive past that and drive into the Finger Lake, because that'd be the lamest college guy activity of all time.
What's the deepest Finger Lake?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If I got together with my college buddies and we decided, let's go to a vineyard, just be like, it's over.
Wait a minute.
Just go home.
Do you want to meet women or not? You got to go where they are so they can smell you, like Big Friendly said.
I want them to smell the wine.
Yeah.
None of us want to meet the kind of women who are looking for men at a vineyard. We want to go to a honky tonk, like a bar. Like a
honky tonk.
I don't know.
In Ithaca, New York?
There might be some validity to Maggie's advice.
I'm also going to be probably like 90 minutes away from Ithaca.
Dive bar. I meant to say dive bar. Yeah. For some reason, honky tonk. Yes. Manny is more the dive bar type, not the wine place.
Yeah, but a nice Saturday afternoon, you get drunk pretty quickly at a winery. That's
Because you've been married forever.
No. Maybe that's not a terrible suggestion for Maggie.
It is terrible. As a single man who goes to a wine, no, that's a horrible idea.
I'm just saying, the women there have been drinking for a little bit.
Right.
They're probably wearing something nice, so they're feeling good about themselves.
Oh, jeez.
And then you come in smelling like, what did Big Friendly say? Eternity by
Mahogany.
Calvin Klein. Yeah. What, leather-bound books?
But I'm going to be...
Swoop them up.
Like it's one thing if we're going to Napa. We're going to the middle of New York.
Well, it's not exactly toilet water. Big Friendly said he's got more hits than Pete Rose. That could be you.
Not on your Mount Olympus, though.
I have a new rule.
Where's he from?
You take Maggie's advice on how to find women and do the opposite every time. I don't want a woman who dressed up nice to go to a wine bar, whatever this was. I want a woman who can't even see straight at 2 in the morning. That's your best shot.
How about 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
I can give you can't see straight 2 in the afternoon.
I don't get the wine. Who's driving to these things? I always wonder.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, you got to get one of those like party bus things.
Yeah,
we made
not
that mistake.
You.
Yeah, I always wonder because we went to lunch at a wine place, and the guy ahead of us was driving up the driveway, drove straight into the grave. I'm like, oh, okay. That's what's going on here.
That's awful.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I wouldn't either.
I didn't.
No, you gotta.
No, I didn't like the whole vibe. I'm like, oh, God, these people are so fake fancy. Anyway, I think the whole wine tasting thing, sham. I'll say that right now.
Wait, don't smell notes of tangerine?
Yeah, I think people are all making that up.
Are you swishing it and spitting out in the spittoon?
I don't do that because I don't drink, but I'm telling you, I've always thought that wine connoisseurs are the world's biggest fakes.
Yes, but go in and drink like five little glasses of wine. No, but like that's not who I'm sending Manny to. I'm sending Manny and Maggie, so the female version of Manny and his friends,
yeah,
we're out having a good time, and all of a sudden you've had six samples. You're like, whoa,
okay,
Manny's cute.
College girls'
six
trip,
samples?
Definitely going to a winery.
Yeah.
Maybe not the guys' trip, but you swing by around 4 o'clock in the afternoon right before they close, and you're going to be in good shape, dude.
How hideous am I that it needs six drinks in?
It's not
next that. Question.
Must be in radio. That guy must be in radio. Six drinks in, and he finally looks good.
But what's funny about this is Perloff is saying that you think the whole wine industry is a sure-serving franzia back there and claiming that it's like Beaujolais.
Yeah, there's this famous experiment where they gave 10 of the biggest wine experts in the world one cup of fancy wine and one cup of Charles Shaw from Trader Joe's, and they all picked Charles Shaw.
Yeah. Oh, but that $2 chuck is supposed to be really good. I think it's like arsenic, but it's supposed to taste okay.
It's a fake. It's something to impress ladies. It's not real.
And this is where Manny comes in.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Manny. But get an Uber.
I'm going to take you under my wing. Have you seen my wife and you've seen me? Trust me, I know more than these guys.
Well, that's a break even. You've seen him, you've seen his wife, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you've exactly. Kicked your coverage big time. No, Sarah's a
yeah, I know, beautiful. Because I had moves out there in the field. I had game. Maggie, you're trying to
He's
find,
Europe
I don't know
into the
you're,
hole.
I don't know what you're advising him on.
Yeah, I want to see this guy's moves. Probably crossover, behind the back, has he, tween, tween.
This is what I was talking about Vince moves. Carter. He's the dunker of New York City nightlife.
The thing is, I needed moves. I couldn't just put this bug out on social, on Tinder and get a bunch of dates. I needed game.
And it didn't involve alcohol.
It was primarily around alcohol, but not wine. Not wine.
All right. Well, I think we solved that.
Beer and whiskey. All right.
Let's
back to where we started.
Thank you, Bogish. Let's get back to the sale of the Los Angeles Lakers, shall we? Anthony Irwin is a senior Lakers insider for Clutch Points. He's the host of Lakers Lounge, which you can find on Odyssey Sports, and knows all things Lakers. So, Anthony, thanks so much for getting up early for us today and for joining us. On a scale of 1 to 10, how shocked were you when this news came through yesterday?
10 billion, I would say. No, it was certainly it was something that people were kind of whispering about over the last year or so, but you never really honestly believed it. Jeannie Buss has so much, and the Buss family has so much of their identities wrapped up in the Lakers that it was just impossible to fathom a world in which they didn't own the Lakers or that they didn't run the Lakers. They're still going to own a chunk of them. I believe Dan Wojcicki of the LA Times put out that in order to continue working in any capacity as Jeannie Buss is hoping to, she has to, or the Lakers trust, sorry, the Buss trust has to own at least 15% of them. So it looks like they sold just enough to make Guggenheim the primary owner, but enough to also continue on in some capacity.
Anthony, any guess as to why now for Jeannie Buss?
Well, I think one thing is that the Buss family can't pass it down from heir to heir. It's not the kind of thing that eventually can just become one of the Buss kids' thing. So I think some of the older siblings have been kind of pushing for this behind the scenes for a while. Jim Buss, you know, attempted that coup, and Johnny attempted that coup a few years ago when Jeannie first took over. They have been pushing for a sale now for a while. Johnny literally ran for president last year. I don't know if that kind of flew under the radar.
Didn't make my timeline.
I don't think he got too much public funding on that front. So I would imagine he was kind of looking for it. But as far as why right now, I have kind of wondered, and a lot of people I've spoken to have kind of wondered, as we neared the end of the LeBron era, if Rob might eventually step aside, if Jeannie might eventually step aside, and you would kind of see that clean break from there. Then you got the Luka trade, which threw a bit of a wrench into, you know, what a lot of people thought of the plans. It turns out it seems like it didn't. Guggenheim had been pushing for this. They acquired Luka, and I think Guggenheim really, really wanted to get their hands on the Lakers.
Yeah, and you say Rob, you mean Rob Pelinka, the general manager who was Kobe Bryant's agent for all of those years and now is the GM, obviously, of the team. Anthony Irwin with us from Clutch Points, a senior Lakers insider. You know, Anthony, we saw when Matt Ishbia took over from the Phoenix Suns, he took over like on a Monday, and on a Tuesday he traded for Kevin Durant. Like, it was that quickly that he made a huge franchise-altering decision. Do you think Mark Walter and the Guggenheim group is going to try to make their stamp on this offseason to try to maximize the end of LeBron and the beginning of Luka together?
It's certainly a real possibility, I would say. I think first and foremost, he's going to invest in the infrastructure of the Lakers. The Lakers have been the most bare bones franchise in the NBA over the time that I have been covering them. A lot of people kind of around the league kind of wondered how they were running in the way that they were, but they're the Lakers, and they were always going to kind of find a way. Now you're going to see an investment in the scouting department, more investment into analytics, more investment into medicinal personnel. You're going to see a bigger training staff and all that stuff, and I think that'll be the first place that they'll start. That's kind of where they started with the Dodgers. As far as player personnel, before Austin Reeves was seen as a real organizational darling, I don't think Mark Walter has that same kind of affinity for Reeves or for Rui Hachimura. So I think if there are moves to be made, they are more likely to be made than they were under Jeannie Buss when she was the primary owner.
But Anthony, we're seeing this arms race, or at least talk about an arms race in the West. Do the Lakers have the capability of getting in on any really big names? Are we talking about sort of a medium to high level center, or are we talking about another star joining LA potentially?
I think everything is on the table at this point. If you would have told me that they could get Luka last year, I probably would have told you, nope, probably not. But apparently they had enough assets for that. So they do have, you know, Austin Reeves and his contract is seen as one of the more valuable trade assets around the league. You have a 2031 or 2032 pick that they can offer. They have the number 55 pick or whatever pick they buy in the second round this year, which becomes now more of a possibility. They have Rui Hachimura, who was seen as a solid role player who could probably fetch a couple of first rounders if they decided to bring a third team into any kind of negotiation. I think everything from acquiring the center, which was already probably going to happen, to going out and star hunting is now, you have to consider it a real possibility.
Anthony Irwin with us from Clutch Point, senior Lakers insider, host of the Lakers Lounge, which is on Odyssey Sports. Last one for me, Anthony, and again, thanks for doing this. We're talking about winners and losers from this sale and who could end up being in a really good position and then maybe on shakier ground. Where does J.J. Redick fall in that calculus? Is he a winner here, a loser, or we're not sure yet?
Well, I would go back to the fact that this has been a conversation between Jeannie Buss and Mark Walter for at least the last year or so, was when I started kind of hearing about it. So when they hired J.J. Redick, there was a good chance that Mark Walter was okay with it. He was already a minority owner before, so, you know, he was in on those conversations in that capacity too. I do think J.J. Redick is a winner in this case is that before, under Jeannie Buss and under the Buss family, they didn't like to pay for assistant coaches. That wasn't something that they really invested heavily into. Now I think there's a real possibility that Mark Walter is going to open up the bank account in the debit card to go out and get, you know, the best kind of assistant coaches that J.J. Redick needed to be surrounded by in the first place. It was an okay coaching staff that he had last year. There were some names that you could kind of recognize there, but it wasn't the kind of staff that you needed to give a rookie head coach, not a rookie NBA head coach, but a rookie head coach. And I think now there's a better chance that he'll be surrounded by that kind of a group.
Anthony, while we have you, I got to hear your opinion on LeBron's ring culture take. Do you agree with LeBron James that ring culture is just too much for the NBA? We're not fair when we're judging these players.
I grew up with, you know, there's Kobe behind me. I grew up in rings culture. The Lakers fan base and the fanatics that we are really kind of instituted established belief throughout court. Look, the point of sports is to win. that's what you play for. And, I think does it suck that Charles Barkley gets remembered for being the best player ever to not win a championship? Sure. But he's done fine for himself, I would imagine. So, I think the point is to win. And the players who win the most over the course of their careers should be celebrated for doing so.
Anthony Irwin, you can watch, listen, you can read Clutch Points, Senior Lakers Insider, the host of Lakers Lounge on Odyssey. Thank you so much, Anthony, for doing this. Big news, as there always is in Lakerland. They don't do small news there, Perloff. It's only big, huge headlines. Thank you for your perspective today.
Thank you for having me. Anytime.
Appreciate that. Interesting. A couple things. One, to not be able to keep it in the family because there's not somebody who's there to take over for it. Like, you have to wonder, you know.
I didn't totally understand that. So none of the buses have kids, or Jeannie doesn't have kids?
Well, Jeannie doesn't, but just like there's not someone who want, like, they're not grooming the next person. Like,
but they're not that old.
Like Dr. Jerry Buss. Well, Jeannie's in her 60s. That's not old. I'm not saying old, but I can understand if you want to retire.
I get that. But Jerry Jones is 83. I mean, half the owners of the NFL are in their 80s. What the one that made me pause was Rui Hachimura could draw two first round picks. Is there another player named Rui Hachimura? I don't. Is that right? I mean, you just had to trade basically half your franchise to get Desmond Bain, and someone's giving up. I don't know. That feels like, again, I didn't see Luka coming, but there's not Luka part two this summer. Giannis is not going to the Lakers, right? Right, Maggie?
I'm not saying anything. I didn't think Luka was going to the Lakers, and I thought that the Buss family was going to own this until, I don't know, we were much further down the line.
I had never thought of either of those things, but Giannis is actually on the market. Like, other people are making offers for Giannis. Luka was a different thing. I don't see the game changer coming. I don't see them as wildly relevant next year.
Yeah. Crazy. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I'll disagree with you on that. I think they're going to be wildly relevant.
They just got swept with LeBron and Luka in the first round by the T-Wolves, and they're not getting better.
Yeah, but I think they're going to be a playoff team, and when you have LeBron and Luka together, you have a chance. And
they're
by
a play-in team in the West.
This could also be a farewell LeBron situation. You could have a LeBron James, you know, farewell tour, which would also change the relevance.
So was that a sweep? It was a sweep, right? Or the Lakers T-Wolves, or was it five? That is damning evidence.
It was five.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know
why. Luka just got there. They barely had any time to gel. Got to take a quick break. Someone has called in to refute Perloff's wine take. You said it all tastes the same. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Got that. And also Lamar Jackson, what he had to say about revenge being on his mind. It's at Maggie and Perloff Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, the Mount Olympus of Cincinnati, Ohio, on the dock for you today. The four sports gods of Cincy: Johnny Bench for me, Anthony Munoz, Barry Larkin, our very own Boomer Esiason. Perloff?
I went with the Big O, Oscar Robertson, Anthony Munoz. Oh, Big O, Oscar Robertson, Anthony Munoz, Pete Rose, and Johnny Bench.
Meanwhile, Perloff taking a shot at the entire wine industry in the last segment. I don't want to put words in your mouth here, and I don't want to be associated with this take at all. You think it all tastes the same, or it's all BS?
No, I think 90% of people who pretend that they know what a good wine is are faking it and just making it up in their brain.
Oh, so your criticism is not with the wine makers, it's with the wine drinkers.
No, it's the people at fancy restaurants who swish it around and pretend they know what a good wine is and a bad wine. No, what do you mean the wine maker? Why would I? What issue would I have with the wine maker?
Well, I wasn't sure if you were saying it's all bunk. Austin is in Sacramento, wants to talk about this. What's up, Austin?
Hey, what's up? I really appreciated that interview earlier with Anthony. That last segment, that was really cool. But listen, having worked in the industry, I was a bartender for a long time when I was younger, and California got put on the map. There was a documentary, I'm blanking on the name, but it got put on the map because all wines were supposedly from France that were good, and they did some like blind taste test with these yuppie sommeliers from France, and in France, like, California won. So California, Napa, like, they started because of a blind test taste. And in the restaurants that I used to work at, they would have us blind test, and the sommelier couldn't tell the difference between the glass of wine that was $60 a glass or the $10 glass, you know? So it's really frustrating to me when my wife and I go out to eat and she looks at the highest priced wine. I'm like, baby, we don't need to spend $50 a glass or $150 on a bottle because you don't know the difference. But
you could be drinking Manischewitz out there. Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Trader Joe's, man. Like, I mean, I don't really drink either, but I mean, like, it used to be called, what is it, $5 Chuck?
Yeah.
You know, you can get a, you know, so. Anyway, I love your guys' show. Have a great day.
Austin, thanks so much. You know, this is why people like a BYOB restaurant. Now, I worked in the restaurant industry. My mom owned a restaurant. My parents owned a restaurant. And the wine is a great place, you know, to make money.
Oh,
so
heck yeah.
I wouldn't take it away from the restaurant owners. But it's great when you do a BYOB because you can get your, you know, $15 bottle and you just have to pay the corking fee.
Not
double and a half.
No, I know. We used to go, there was a BYOB restaurant in South Philadelphia that everybody went to. It was really great. I've seen that documentary, by the way. It's a great, I think that's maybe where I got this take that the French experts were total fakes. What we do, or used to do as a family, we'd get not the cheapest bottle of wine, but the second cheapest bottle of wine, because you don't want to openly say to the waiter, give me your cheapest bottle of wine, but you don't want to pay up because you know they all taste the same to you because most of us don't have educated palates.
Yeah.
So you get the second cheapest bottle of wine. You guys, does anybody else do it that way?
Waiter, I will take your penultimate most expensive wine.
The least expensive.
Yes, not the toilet water. I'll take the sink water. Please.
Right, but you don't want to openly. You want the cheapest bottle there. It's like, oh, this is $38 already. Even the cheapest bottle can kill you.
Especially if you drink too much of it.
Well, this is why we're talking about Manny's going to the Finger Lakes, which has wineries there. And I said, if you're looking for a date or a girlfriend or whatever Manny's looking for, winery, not a bad idea.
And what did you say about that, Pearl?
I think you need to find a dive bar, preferably after 1 a.m. if you want to find a date.
Yeah, because everybody knows that the bustling bar scene in the Ithaca region at 1 in the morning.
Ithaca? Are you kidding me?
Well, school's out.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of bars.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Will I?
Actually, Ithaca's probably a lot nicer in the summer than the winter.
Well, no kidding.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think Ithaca's a party town year-round, dude.
Anywho.
Don't go to the wine bar. This is not your type of... You need trashy women, man. Let's be honest with each other. We're all friends.
You don't think that there's easy women at the winery? You are out of your mind. I know because my friends go there.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I couldn't even get that out. Okay. Time for Lamar Jackson here.
That is a guy who does not need to go to a winery.
No, he's fine. Yeah. But you, Pearl, I know that something caught your ear with Lamar Jackson just quickly.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, he came out and said, hey, can you sign my former teammate, Jaire Alexander? And they did it. Mm-hmm. So the Ravens get I can't believe this bargain, $6 million. He's a top 10 cornerback. I know he's hurt all the time, but what is the risk there? So they get him. Their defense gets healthy next year. Their defensive coordinator gets another year under his belt. They should be the favorites. I think they should be the number one favorite. I'm not saying right now they're my Super Bowl pick as of June 19th, but I honestly look at them. I'm like, why? Everyone should be terrified. Then Lamar comes out yesterday and says, I'm out for vengeance. I love the vengeance team.
So him saying, I'm out for vengeance, we don't know if he said this any other season. He could have also wanted vengeance after they lost in the AFC Championship game to the Chiefs.
But last year was the last 2 years were the year. Our late friend Don Banks, great football writer for Sports Illustrated, used to make a Super Bowl pick. He'd call it the bounce back pick. He said the team that had the tough loss the year before will always come back. That's why I think last year, Baltimore probably should have done it last year, but now it's a double bounce back. Can you buy that?
I mean, that's a lot of bounce back. What about my Bills? That doesn't... A lot of bad losses.
Bills, same formula. I just think the Ravens are more talented. Both have amazing quarterbacks, but I look at up and down the roster, the Ravens are stacked everywhere, so I'm into the Ravens.
We're going to do our Dark Horse Super Bowl picks tomorrow.
Ooh.
Excited about that. Want to thank Manny Rodriguez. Great job, Manny, stepping in for EJ. Thank you, Connor Armstrong, Andrew Bogus, Andrew Kaplan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.